And in the news today, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs is pleased to advise that Her Excellency Kevel Bean Ambassador Extraordinary and Plenipotentiary presented her credentials to the President of the Swiss Confederation, Her Excellency Miss Simonetta Sommaruga, on Tuesday at a formal ceremony at the Federal Palace in Bern, Switzerland. Also present was Ambassador Beatrice Scheer, Head of Protocol for Switzerland. The President and the Ambassador discussed matters of mutual interest between the two countries, both of which are small states with substantial financial centers. They also discussed the experiences of both countries with respect to the COVID-19 pandemic and the ongoing accession of the Bahamas to the World Trade Organization. This is Dequan Carroll for Global Impact News. Entrepreneurial training for 32 successful recipients of the Small Business Recovery Grant Program began last week in a virtual classroom. The partnership initiative between the Bahamas Red Cross Society and the Grand Bahama Port Authority Limited grants up to $6,000 in funding and business support for Grand Bahama microbusinesses impacted by Hurricane Dorian. The assistance comes at a very critical time for businesses struggling to recover from Dorian and now realizing the effects of COVID-19. Island Dreams Management, facilitators of the training, designed the courses exclusively for the SBR grant program, focusing primarily on business management fundamentals, but from a digital and cloud-based perspective. Private preschools and daycare centers opening date specified. The Ministry of Education, in conjunction with the Preschool and Daycare Center Council, advises that commencing June 29th and ending July 5th, all preschools and daycare centers registered under the Act are permitted to open for the purpose of sanitation. On July 6, all preschools and daycare centers registered under the Act are permitted to commence the registration of students. On July 13th, all preschools and daycare centers registered under the Act will receive new guidelines for operation. These will be in accordance with the COVID-19 guidelines for preschools and daycare centers, inclusive of measures provided by the public health authorities and the environmental health sanitation guidelines. And on the 16th day of July, all preschools and daycare centers registered under the Act are permitted to reopen. Commissioner of Police Paul Rowles' 2020 policing plan was tabled in the House of Assembly Monday and revealed a number of planned efforts to combat crime in the Bahamas. According to the plan, priority number one for the force is the prevention and reduction of crime. The police will focus on hotspots and repeat offenders, increase the use of geographical information system maps to inform and guide crime briefings, and heighten police visibility through intentional and ongoing patrols, as well as other efforts. Priority two is strengthening the Financial Crime Investigations Branch and increasing the capacity of police to effectively respond to high-level complicated financial and cybercrime and trace, seize, and forfeit the proceeds of the crimes. Police are investigating two more homicides after two men were found dead in separate incidents on Tuesday. Shortly before 6 a.m. that morning, a male was walking through St. Joseph Church's cemetery when he came upon a body lying on the ground with severe head injuries. ASP Audley Peters said the deceased is believed to be between 40 to 45 years old, and preliminary findings reveal he is a resident of the area. The man's identity was not released. He said the body appeared to have been in the graveyard overnight, and foul play is suspected. Shortly after 1 p.m., police received information of a shooting incident where a man was shot while fixing a vehicle Tuesday afternoon on Pink Meadows Avenue off Bellot Road. The suspect got away on foot in an unknown direction.
Van, what's going on with traffic?
In our final look at traffic for the morning, coming out of the south is more challenging as it gets later. Three of the main gateways are all slowed down at the moment. It's slow getting out of Glaston Road onto JFK. You got lines of backed up traffic getting slowly into the Tony's Million Dollar Roundabout also from Savannah Butler Highway. And it's a slow ride getting out of Carmichael Road onto Blue Hill Road, developing that slow single lane on Carmichael Road there. Traffic is building on Nassau Street, over Wolf Road, on the dual carriageway, one way north on Blue Hill Road, over East Street and through Marathon. It's growing. Recent trends are that the heaviest traffic gets going during the midday hours. But as for now, if you got somewhere to go, this is probably the best free occasion to get going. Local buses are having a slow start on their first day back in the business. If you intend to get on a bus today, please have the exact fare. Drivers are not handling any money. You got to have your mask on and sanitize your hands on entering the bus. That's what traffic looks like at this hour. We are back with more info later on. Nassau Traffic Report is a service of J.S. Johnson. If you're looking for a quote online, visit jsjohnson.com direct quote page. Get an online quote for your home, your auto, commercial property, and more. I'm VAAA with your Eye in the Sky look at traffic. keeping a track of what's going on in the streets so you know exactly what to expect out there.
Thank you, Van Ferguson. As we take a look into Wednesday's weather outlook, it's mostly sunny, hot, and humid, with isolated showers and thunderstorms, becoming fair and warm tonight with a quick passing shower, with a daytime high temperature of 91 degrees and an overnight low temperature of 79.
This is Dequan Carroll for Global Impact News. Have a great day.